Photoshop Wednesdays, number 41, History. Hello, this is John Chambers. I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short, podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. In this tip, we'll cover the Histories palette. So we'll start off by making a couple of lines on our canvas in Photoshop. Now, if I make a mistake, I can go to the Edit pull-down menu and I can undo my last step. Or, I can put it back by selecting Redo. Now, I also have the ability to step backwards if I need to go back farther than just one step. And I can also go forward steps as well. Now, the number of steps that I'm allowed to go forward and backwards are based on a default setting. But we can change that default setting by going under the Photoshop pull-down menu, Preferences General on the Mac, or going to the Edit pull-down menu, Preferences on the PC. Here we can change the history states from 20, which is the default, to whatever number you'd like. Let's take a look behind the scenes. I'm going to bring the Histories palette up, and we can move through history a different way. So instead of using the Edit pull-down menu, we can use the Histories panel. Now here I have a little component that I can move up and down my list to show history, forward or back. Now, if I want to make a modification to history, well, what I can do is I can click in an area of time. Then with my Histories brush, I can go in and erase time. So basically what's happening is I'm erasing out everything that happened after this moment in time. Now, let's take a look at this in a real-world environment. So I'm going to bring another document forward, and I'm going to make some edits to it. Now, let's say I've made a mistake. I decide that I don't want this eyebrow. Now, I can go to the Edit pull-down menu and undo the last step, but that's not going to help me. So what I'm going to need to do is back up in time, and then with the Histories brush, erase away the item or line or edit that I don't want. Now, another way to use the Histories palette is to set your moment in history, then use the Selection tool, and then under the Edit pull-down menu, you can fill with history. So let's say I've made some edits to this canvas, and I'm not quite sure if I want to keep them. What I can do is I can actually move back in time, and then down at the bottom of the Histories palette, I can create a new document from the current state. And I also have the ability to create what is called a snapshot. So as I'm moving along my document, what I can do is I can click on the small camera that's down in the bottom of the Histories panel, and basically that will give me a frozen moment in time. So if I want, I can edit or go back in history to a snapshot as well. And remember, with all palettes in the upper right-hand corner, you have the small right-facing arrow that you can click on to give you more options for that particular panel. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out all of our other tips and videos at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.